This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, if you have an AR-15, you probably have some of the DNA of Aero Precision already with your weapon. But if you want to make it better, then go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now, the last time I saw him, we were having breakfast. Although he, I'll ask him this anyway. But from the Firearm Coalition is Jeff Knox. Did I get it right this time, Jeff?
You got it right, Bill.
Okay. I got it wrong last time. I've got the SHOT Show crud.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. Now,
it's funny that an Aero Precision ad preceded this. That was one of my objectives at SHOT, was to talk to the Aero Precision guys. They sent me a 6.5 Creedmoor a while back that I did some testing on and ran into all kinds of problems that weren't really their fault. It was just one thing after another, and I never did finish the article on that rifle. But gosh, it sure is fun to reach out and touch stuff at 1,200 yards away. With
what, do you still have it?
Precision? No, I had to send it back.
Okay. Well, maybe I can put you two together, and maybe you could redo that.
Well, I think I'm going to write something on it and then go. But of course, Aero, they focus more on parts than complete rifles.
That's right.
And I'd just as soon build it up myself as have somebody else build it for me. That's a whole lot more fun as far as I'm concerned.
Not too long ago, getting to the reason I reached out to Jeff, not too long ago, Jeff and I sort of think about things the same way as far as NRA is concerned. Recently, NRA, there's two schools of thought within the NRA. There's the part where, and you know, where Jeff and I are, where we're like, we need you to adapt. Please adapt. Get lighter weight. Get light on your feet. Juke and jive. Jab and dance. That's what we need. But there's also a group of people within the NRA and outside the NRA that looks in that think the status quo is good to go. And Jeff had written an article. Just a little quick setup. Jeff had written an article on AmmoLand where he was pointing out true issues with the NRA. And then somebody else wrote an article basically accusing you of whining.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or other you found the way. You're a much bigger man than me. You found the way at the AmmoLand Writers Breakfast. Was that where it was?
Yeah.
So the AmmoLand Writers Breakfast, you sat down with the author of that article, which his name is Dan McDougall. Tell me, you've read the opening of that, right? He kind of feels like you're conflicted.
Right. And I am conflicted to a degree. I'm conflicted in that I am a faithful supporter of the National Rifle Association and its stated goals. Where my conflict comes in is that the leadership of the NRA isn't pursuing those stated goals, at least not the way I think that they should. And they're getting paid a heck of a lot of money to not do it. And that frustrates me even more. But, no, I was happy to sit down with Dan and talk, and we had a good conversation. yeah, I've got some sour grapes and axes to grind and all of those other cliches. My family has not been treated well by some of the folks at NRA over the years. And I'm not happy about that. I make no bones about it. They should be honoring my father, and they don't. And I think that that's wrong. But that's not the reason that I'm pointing out that they're $30 million in the red and they're paying too much for bad leadership, and they're running programs that are running us in the ground. And more important than any of that, they're not standing by the principles of the Second Amendment, and that's critical. You absolutely have to take a principled stand, and if you, those principles must be inviolate. You cannot vary from those principles. And an example of that is the leadership of NRA absolutely cannot ever say, we believe that this firearm type device or accessory should be more strictly regulated. You can't say that under the principles of the NRA, and the leadership of NRA, Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox, came out and said that. I'm the NRA. I do not believe that those devices must be more heavily regulated, and I resent them saying that the NRA believes that they should be.
Well, the thing about that is, didn't they come out and say, well, that's not exactly the way we meant it to come out or something like that?
Oh, they have said some things that basically that the idea was they were playing this three-dimensional game of chess.
Right.
And that it was leaning over and saying, well, maybe we need to look at this as a regulatory issue, not as a legislative issue, because they didn't want Dianne Feinstein's bill to go slipping through the Congress like poop through a goose. And I have to wonder, who are these guys that we've elected over the years? This was still in the time that we had a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican president,
right,
who all had pledged to defend gun rights. And we're worried that Dianne Feinstein's anti-gun bill is going to slip through in that environment. They didn't like bump stocks, didn't want to defend bump stocks, didn't want the hassle of arguing about bump stocks. And so they threw him under the bus. And I would have been tolerant of them doing that had they not thrown the principal under the bus at the same time. If they had just said, look, this isn't a legislative matter, it's a regulatory matter, and we're willing to talk with the ATF about potentially regulating these.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why did they have to say anything? Why couldn't they have just simply said this is a settled matter? I mean, it was a settled matter. It was as settled as Roe versus Wade, right?
Absolutely. And it should have been. But we're talking about political action in the wake of a tragedy. This is right after the Las Vegas shooting. And quite frankly, this was before anybody had introduced any legislation to ban bump stocks. There was talk, but nothing had been introduced. And they, in a preemptive strike, came out and said, the NRA believes that these devices should be more tightly regulated, period.
Nice.
And unacceptable. If they had said, we're willing to talk about it on a regulatory basis, I would have said, okay, they're smoke and mirroring this, and they're dodging, you know, the bigger issue, and trying to.
We're coming up on. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break, and most of the time they wait to make a statement, and this for some reason they decided to just come out of the blocks and make a wrong statement, and this was one of those times when they should have said, we don't even know what happened. So you say there were bump stocks there. Okay, well, can we get the official report before we're out there making any sort of policy recommendation? My guest from the Firearms Coalition is Jeff Knox. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
PrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Jeff Knox. Jeff has been on sort of a roller coaster here lately. He's been, I think he's speaking the truth. And yet he gets taken to task by some people. And for some reason, one of the ones that took him to task the hardest. Did that even come up? Did that article come up when he sat down with you last week?
You mean the original article that we
talked
about?
The whining article, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, my point, as it was in the rebuttal article that I wrote, was simply, you know, you can say that I'm squeezing sour grapes. You can question my motives as much as you want to, but facts are facts. And here's the facts. We're paying Wayne LaPierre $1.5 million a year, and we're not getting our money's worth. He's more concerned, it seems to me, about raising money to make sure that paycheck keeps coming in and keeping his buddies in tall cotton than he is standing by the principles of the Second Amendment and the right to arms. And that's my whole take on it. I think that Dan's article, the interview article with me, I think that it was relatively fair. I think that he took his cheap shot at the beginning to lay his doubts on who I am and what my motivations are. But he let me have my say, and we had a good conversation. I think he's a good guy. I think that he's just drank the Kool-Aid and having trouble seeing past his own personal beliefs there.
Now, his personal beliefs, and we talked about this earlier today, his personal belief is that, doggone it, the NRA just has to be right. They just have to be correct in this, right?
Yeah. And to a degree, you know, he's right. They have to be, but they're not. They are so important. The NRA is so important to our battle for gun rights. And the guys who say, you know, the hell with the NRA and, you know, burn it to the ground, I completely disagree with. The NRA is the big dog, and we are not going to replace that big dog anytime soon.
Right.
Even if they went belly up tomorrow, it would be a struggle. It would be a challenge for any organization to take on the tasks that the NRA fulfills right now. My concern, though, is that they're getting more and more and more focused on being a fundraising organization that fights for gun rights instead of being a gun rights organization that fundraises as necessary. And that's the big distinction. And it's an important distinction. And that's my concern.
Sorry, I had to turn myself down while I cough with the crud. So it is now in your conversation with him, did it ever come up? Did you ask him? So does this mean we should never criticize the NRA? Should we, if we have misgivings, we should never voice them?
No. And he seems very reasonable, about and agreeing that there were problems. I think that he just didn't like them being brought up and discussed in public. Well, you know, our enemies have brought them up and are discussing them in much more public venues than Ammo Land or Firearms News, which, by the way, I've got a much more thorough examination of what's been going on at the NRA over at firearmsnews.com. People can take a look at that. It dives a little deeper.
Well, that's good. I'll go look at that. But here's my question. NRA, what is their budget? What's their operating budget? $250 million a year?
Something in that neighborhood, around $3 million a year.
So if whatever it is, should they be looking? I mean, you know, Gun Owners of America, their operating budget is about $3 million a year.
Yeah, Gun Owners of America, it can't hold a candle. And people say that they've got a million members, that's not really accurate. They've got a million people who are on their mailing list and who maybe wrote them a check once. That's not membership. And,
right. Yeah. They might have, about 150,000 members, maybe?
I would think it would be more in that range. I don't know. And Larry Pratt is a very good friend of mine. Eric is a friend I've worked with and been friends with the guys over at GOA for decades and decades. And I have nothing at all against them, but they can't do what NRA does.
Yes, but the reason I'm pointing this out is you do get an awful lot of bang for the buck. They're sort of a rabble-rousing sort of thing. They can operate their email list and get out there and start a bunch of activist phone calls to the Senate, to the House.
When Dad was running the NRA's lobby, he worked with and used GOA routinely. They cooperated together because it was, you know, look, Mr. Politician, I'm trying to be reasonable here, but if you can't work with me, you're going to have to deal with those guys. And, you know, and it was an effective approach, the bad cop, batter cop kind of approach. And it worked, and it was cooperation, and it was functional. The current NRA, they don't want to work with anyone. Everyone else in the gun rights movement is competition to them, including their own state affiliates. It's frustrating when I talk to leaders of state organizations that are state affiliates of NRA and they can't get answers. They can't get cooperation. They get NRA stepping on their toes and preempting them in their state legislatures. That's a problem. That's just a serious problem that needs to be addressed.
Well, I mean, they'll lose that local support if they keep on going that route. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to discuss, we recently just went through a government shutdown. And all the non-essential people were sent home. And I couldn't tell the difference.
You're right.
When I was getting on the plane at to go to SHOT Show, it was still shut down. And when I got on the plane to come home, it had just been signed off on. So I want to talk about what is and is not needed from the NRA and what they could probably do without. At the very least, could they suspend it for a while till they get on a little firmer financial footing, because they're going through some dire straits. Talking to Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump expressed optimism about the high-level talks going on with China over trade.
And it will be the biggest trade deal by far, but it'll also be the biggest deal ever made. The two largest countries.
Also at the White House on Thursday, President Trump's war of words continued over border funding and a border wall with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. You can forget it. Our country is going to be a very unsafe place. If you go to Tijuana and you take down that wall, you will have so many people coming into our country that Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall.
The unseasonably cold temperatures up and down the East Coast and in the Midwest are expected to last another 24 hours. Highs over the weekend, though, expected to be 40 degrees in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition as we look towards the future and hope to see something change, something for the better. When you look at the operations that the NRA is currently involved in, could they do without any of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And most prominent of that is of course, the carry guard fiasco. I see no reason why they are in that business or why they're doing that. They kind of threw their own instructors under the bus with that project, and pissed off a whole bunch of state insurance regulators. I see no reason for them to have ever done that. Now I hear the scuttlebutt is that they're going to spin it off as an independent for-profit corporation under the NRA banner still, which would it just raises all kinds of questions, because as a for-profit business, that area of their business wouldn't have to fill out a form 1090 or 1099, whatever it is, a 990. They wouldn't have to do that, so we wouldn't be able to see how much they were paying whom for what, and that would be problematic. I don't like the idea of a for-profit business being under a nonprofit. But and this all comes down to the board of directors. We have 76 members of the board of directors. They're supposed to set policy for the National Rifle Association. They're supposed to provide that policy guidance to the staff, which is Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox and everybody who works for them. They're the ones who have approved paying $1.5 million to LaPierre and $800,000 to LaPierre's assistant and $500,000 to LaPierre's assistant's assistant. There's a problem. They're the ones who have approved $40 million to our advertising company, Ackerman and McQueen.
Let's talk about Ackerman and McQueen, because whenever people start talking about the money that the anti-gunners put, or, you know, the money the Democrats put into an election, what they're primarily doing with that money is buying media advertising or media buys. So where do they spend this money? Where does that $40 million go? And where is the message going out to?
Well, and important to note that Ackerman McQueen typically doesn't do, as far as I know, the political buys. That's done through strictly political agencies, as far as I know, and I could be mistaken. But NRA TV is owned by Ackerman and McQueen. It's not owned by NRA. It's a product of Ackerman and McQueen that they rent to NRA, in effect. Dana Lesh and Colleone Noir are not NRA employees. The America's First Freedom, which is one of the three NRA magazines, is not an NRA magazine. The editor works for Ackerman and McQueen, not for NRA.
Right.
The magazine is produced by Ackerman and McQueen, and NRA buys it from them. I don't understand why it is not done in-house. The first iteration of that magazine was called something like American Guardian, and it was done in-house, and it was looking good, and for some reason, the muckety-mucks up at the head shed killed it and fired the guy who had created it, Red Bell, and then reincarnated it as an outside magazine from Ackerman and McQueen that we were still paying out the nose for. They were charging us $400,000 a year for the online version of America's First Freedom. And meanwhile, the Rifleman and American Hunter were, I think that their tally sheet was something like $30,000 a year for their online edition.
Right. I guess my question is, when they're getting out there and they're spending this money, is all of that money just primarily going to be consumed in salary? And is it just all going up on NRA TV? Does it go beyond that?
Oh yeah, no. Ackerman and McQueen writes all of Wayne's speeches. They wrote Wayne's books. They place advertising, the I Am the NRA ads that we used to see, the ads with Dana Lesh and so forth that we occasionally see now, all of the social media buys, all of that is through Ackerman and McQueen. They get paid to write the ads, the fundraising letters, all of those fundraising letters that you get. Ackerman and McQueen writes the fundraising letter. They get paid to send the fundraising letter out, and they get a piece of the money that comes back. Or here's one for you. The phone company, the guys who call you on the phone and don't know anything about NRA, but read the script and encourage you to re-up your membership or join or give a donation.
Right.
Those guys, we pay them $20 million a year, and they keep all of the money that they raise over the phone. They don't send any of it to NRA. It's considered a loss leader. They send your name to the NRA and say, hey, this guy gave 20 bucks or this guy joined, but they keep all of the dollars that guy paid to join or donate. Scary stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff.
Let me rephrase the question. How far, like with Ackerman McQueen, they're a marketing company. They're this, they're that. They're basically a PR company for them.
Right.
Do they have any other clients besides NRA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They've
built quite a stable since they started with NRA 30 years ago, over 30
sure.
years ago.
So, like, when somebody comes to me and says, Bill, we'd like to advertise with you, but how far out is it going to get? I can tell them what it's going to be on this station, this station, this station, this station. And I do it 5 days a week. Is NRA TV only on NRATV.com?
So far as I know, I don't really know much about the inner workings of NRA TV or where all it reaches, but I don't know of it ever appearing anywhere else. It used to be, didn't they used to have something on the Versus channel?
But I don't think they do. Cam Edwards, he doesn't have anything on Sirius XM either anymore. So, I mean.
No, they've lost their Sirius XM. They don't have, I don't think they've got the cable channel they used to have.
Right.
Ackerman and McQueen, also that hunting show Under Wild Skies, which nobody likes. That's Tony Makris. He's the Ackerman and McQueen's main guy at NRA, and it's just a way for them to take, politicians and celebrities out on these hunting junkets. And put more money in Ackerman and McQueen and Tony Makris's pocket. It's just a cesspool. I don't know what else to say about it. It's crazy.
When we get back, well, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I'm going to ask you what the difference between now versus then, and we'll see what your, because I already know what my analysis is. I'd like to see how closely it parallels with yours. Firearms Coalition, how do they find that?
www.firearmscoalition.org.
There you go.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on the web. Our website, has some needs that we need to fill.
Okay.
They can find us there.
There you go. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have been talking to, from the Firearms Coalition, I've been talking to Jeff Knox. Now, I want to ask you a question, Jeff. Now, let's go back to pre-Trump, pre-carry guard. Mm-hmm. Could the NRA, in that period of time, 2015, 2014, could they afford everything they've got going on then?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things right now they're spending money on that they're not getting anything out of. I have noticed that, I'll get an email that just calls me Frady. It's not even Bill. It's just Frady. And it's basically, Frady, we need your money. Frady, it's almost like Dudley sending me some stuff, to be honest with you. And you know who I'm talking about. So,
absolutely.
I'm sitting here and I'm getting all this stuff and I'm just, I'm thinking, well, I do my best to make your job easy for you and get people to be active and, get people to join you and all this other stuff. Why do I need to send you another $30 or $40? And if I send you $30 or $40, you're going to be like, he sent us money. Let's call him up again and see if he'll send us $100. Because, I know how fundraising works.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, once you send them money, well, you're going to get it on an email list. And then you'll be getting more pitches once you do that. So, not that I don't think it's worth it, but at the same time, when I'm looking at somebody, takes in $250, $300 million a year, why do they need my $20? I'm doing other things besides paying them. I do not look at them as my proxy to be an activist in the gun rights fight. So, back 2 or 3 years ago, they had penetration. They had media penetration. The things that they were doing with Ackerman McQueen to a certain degree, because everybody that was with Ackerman McQueen was putting out content, and, you know, they had outlets and everything. Could they afford that then? And now that they don't have outlets, and now that they are, you know, in a sort of a legal fight, should they be getting out there and adapting to their time that they're in right now until they get a little on a little more solid footing again to where they can play the game of being the big dog?
Well, there's a couple of aspects to that. One of the big ones is that we lost, you know, our number one fundraiser, Barack Obama. NRA is going to get in better financial shape over the next year or so, as long as Nancy Pelosi keeps spouting her nonsense. The fundraising will go better, and we'll be in a better situation. I'm much more concerned, and I would like to see them more nimble and slimmed down. We've got, you know, what, less than a dozen guys who are making over $500,000 a year at NRA. And I think that that's a problem. I'm more bothered by what they're not doing because they're busy doing this other stuff, you know, what they can't achieve because they're spending money trying to raise money, when if they would focus on doing the mission, the money would come. They don't need to be going to these extravagant fundraising schemes in order to make money. They need to simply do their job effectively and stick by principles, and they will get the support of the firearms community. And they're not doing that. And that's my biggest concern. It's how they're spending money. There's a lot of waste, and a lot of it is in the form of salaries. A lot of it is in programs to make more money that if they didn't have all of those programs, they would be making more money. The bottom line would be better. And I think that it's problematic, and it's a question of philosophy. Wayne LaPierre and my dad got into an argument back in 96, 97, and Wayne said, "Neil, you're screwing up the greatest fundraising organization in the world or that's ever existed." And Dad said, "It's not a fundraising organization, Wayne. It's a gun rights organization. We only fundraise to fund the fight." And Wayne said, "Well, you know what I meant. You know, that's what I meant." But that really is the difference. Are we a rights organization that raises money to fund the fight, or are we a fundraising organization that raises money to raise more money, and we fight the fight as an excuse for raising money? And I much prefer that we be a rights organization that raises money because we need to, than a fundraising organization that fights in order to raise money. And that's the core difference. That's the crux of the matter.
But I mean, if they tighten their belts a little bit right now, temporarily, right? If they tighten their belts. Now, when the thing about the status quo people that bothers me is it's like they're trying to say there is no problem.
Right. And there clearly is. There clearly are problems.
So is there any indication that they're going to tighten that up and say, okay, we got to make a couple of temporary moves here and there? I mean, wouldn't that be a big boost to the morale of the membership? Because the membership, you know, there's parts of the membership that are just absolute diehards. And then there's parts of the membership that are a little more pragmatic, that get out there and say, well, you know, that was sort of a, you used a phrase about Kerry Guard when we were in Atlanta that I love using over and over again, which is the unforced error.
Right.
And they keep doing these unforced errors, and I just keep thinking, you know, their pain is a, you know, they're making their own pain.
Yep. And at this point, we do have, I mean, there are things in the works. There are members of the board of directors who are pushing and looking for better accountability of the funding, of how the funds are being spent. Reevaluating executive salaries, taking a closer look at programs, particularly Kerry Guard, and trying to do some realigning. I personally don't think that there are enough of them, or that the things that they're trying to do are going to be effective enough
right.
to correct the problems. But, and here's the other thing, the other really big issue, and why I started talking about this in the first place. I mean, aside from our enemies were laying our dirty laundry out on the table in public.
Right.
And I thought that we needed to address that as well. But the other big thing is Wayne LaPierre is what, 69 now, or about to be 69. If I was him, I would be taking some of those millions of dollars that NRA has been paying him and going in and having some fun before I get too old to enjoy it. Personally, but I would expect him to retire sometime in the not too distant future. There have been rumors over the last several years that he was about to do that. As a matter of fact, there was a rumor that Trump was going to appoint him to something and that we would be without an executive director. So my question is, who's going to fill that slot? If Wayne LaPierre goes, who are we going to get to fill that position? And I would offer you that we need someone who is an absolute Second Amendment purist that the political wonks have to rein in for pragmatic political reasons
right.
rather than a political wonk who wants to take the political expedient route, which is what we've had for the last 30 years.
Before we run out of time, let's end on that one because that was very well put. Real quick, tell everybody how to find the Firearms Coalition, please.
Firearmscoalition.org.
Go check.
All one word, firearmscoalition.org. Also, you can look me up on Facebook or Firearms Coalition on Facebook. And, you know, sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the Hardcore Report. We'd love to have you on the list.
Check him out on Amaland as well. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.